So my name is Willem de Graaf. I'm one of the two directors of the museum. I'm in charge of all communication. We always say that Belgium hasn't invented comic strips because comics were born in the US at the end of the 19th century. What we Belgians did, we invented the night art. Because for us, comic strips are really precious. We consider it as part of our patrimony. All Belgian people, they know comic strips, they read them or have read them, but most of all, they are proud of it. Communication was always tough in these regions. We already have this mixture of languages, but then there was some Spanish added at one period, then there was some German, but most of all, people here were mixing up all languages. And this was not so efficient. Well, we think that people here understood very quickly that communication through images, visual communication, was so much easier than the classical communication. Well, one of the very first is still one of the most famous. It's Tintin. It's Hergé. So he was very young when he created Tintin in 1929. He was only 22 years old. And from the beginning, Tintin was a huge success, in fact. It was a phenomenon. People were fascinated by this this character. And I think it also was important for development of comics in Belgium, because many young people, they saw this huge success of Tintin. And when they found out that the creator was only 22 years old, it made them dream. Could say that he was like a locomotive of a whole train of Belgian comic strip talent. We have a mix of permanent exhibitions and temporary exhibitions. The permanent, we explain where the tradition of telling a story through images comes from. We have a section where we explain how a comic strip is made, the different steps. We show original drawings, and this we change very often. We have a big exhibition about the history of the building, because we are lucky to be housed in a beautiful Art Nouveau building designed by Victor Horta. Well, if you are curious to see a museum that is very typical for this country, and more particularly for this city, I think the Comic Strip Museum is the good spot, because we have the combination of two art forms for which Brussels is famous: comic strips, that we call here the Ninth Art, but of course also the building, because we're lucky to be in an Art Nouveau building by Victor Horta, and this makes us very attractive for foreign visitors. In fact, Belgian people coming to our museum are only 17%, so we welcome visitors from all over the world who are curious to find out more about Belgian comic strip culture.